Passion Show, where you come to be inspired, educated, and empowered to live a passionate and effective life on purpose. The number one podcast show for inspiring women. This is the podcast where we support you in living your best life ever, even while raising happy, healthy kids. Tired of feeling stuck in a rut with nowhere to turn for resources and advice? We can help. Achieve your best life ever by listening to our podcast show. Introducing the woman who believes it's possible to be totally fulfilled in all circumstances of life, the host of the Dr. Gwen Show, the Dr. Gwen.
Hey everybody, this is Dr. Gwen. Wanted to chat with you a little bit about the power of residual income. I know there are a lot of women out there, not just women, men too, who hate their jobs. And as a matter of fact, quite recently I was reading this statistic that said 70% of people in the United States hate their jobs. Can you believe that? 80%. Now, are you one of the 80%? And if you are, what are you really doing about it? Are you taking some steps that you can free yourself? Because the reality is, if you're not enjoying what you're doing, you're dying inside. And there's just too much happiness and fulfillment that can be available to you if you begin enjoying what you're doing. So I want to ask you this. Are you taking the incremental necessary steps to make a difference for yourself in your life so you can start enjoying the things that you do? And if your answer is no, what are you waiting for? Make that step that is going to take you to what you are looking for, which all of us are: complete fulfillment, complete love of our lives and what we do. Let's look over the concept of residual income. Residual income is money that shows up where you don't have to show up to make it happen. So right now, for your job, you go to work and you get paid. When you have residual income, even if you don't go to work, that money still comes in. Now, it doesn't mean you're going to retire yourself, because many people love what they do, and a part of their passion is giving back. So no matter what amount of money they make, they will always be giving back and doing something. And that's perfectly okay. But if you've got children that's in your household and you are not secured in your finances, then I will implore you to start looking at an option that will make a difference for you. How can you do this? Everyone doesn't have to be an entrepreneur. You can start something. Maybe it's a little craft thing on the side, at home, just whatever it is. But then you may also be saying you don't know what you want to do. Figuring out your passion may not be so hard. I think a lot of people know what their passions are, but they end up rationalizing it away. They tell themselves that, maybe that's not it. I know I for a long time did that. But let me give you a couple things that will help you to get started. First of all, three things I'm going to ask you to do. Number one, I want you to make a list. Make a list of all of your gifts and your talents, all of the things that you do very well and that comes really easy to you, all of the things that you love to do, like time just really stands still when you're doing it, and then number three, all of the skills, all the trainings and the skills that you've gotten throughout the course of your life. Put that together, compile that together, and take a really great look at that to see if anything shows up. Then what I'd like you to do is to do some homework and research and see where out there, is there anywhere your skills, your talents, and your gifts and passions could fulfill for someone? Because you know, each of us was born with a special gift to enhance someone else's life. And the reality is, someone is out there waiting for you. Someone is waiting. When you're not using your gifts and your talents and your passions, someone may be suffering as a result. You could start a nonprofit. You could start a business. There's nothing wrong with that. Earning your own income from a business. But these are some things that I really would like for you to consider. Don't be a sitting duck. Don't sit and wait for an opportunity to show up. It probably never will. And if you're even a little bit uncertain of what it is, and you're probably partially certain of what you think you need to do, begin to take the step in the direction. Believe me, I can tell you from my personal testimony that it all gets clarified as you take each step. So begin to take that step today and give yourself the gift of living your passion and doing the things that you love and no longer fulfilling something just because you feel like you're stuck with it. Thank you so much for joining me today, and I look forward to seeing you next time. Thank you.